Today's show is brought to you by NFTCryptoCourse.com. Are you new to NFTs and cryptocurrency? Are you looking for a course that will give you the basics? You want to start from the beginning. You need to know what is the blockchain? What is an NFT? You need things spelled out in black and white so you can look at it in front of you, study it, and learn it. Well, if that's the kind of support you need, head on over to NFTCryptoCourse.com where you can get step-by-steps, you can get worksheets, you can get ebooks, you can get guides. You can get the kind of NFT basic education resources that you need. Head on over to NFTCryptoCourse.com and get started. And now for the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to NFTAO News. My name is Eason, and if you were too busy to catch the news this week, don't you worry, I'll catch you up. We'll talk about the biggest stories in NFTs and crypto right here. Today on the show, we'll be talking about the 22-year-old who made $1 million selling his selfies. We'll also be talking about Coinbase and their new project with MasterCard. We'll be talking about Tom Brady, Naomi Osaka, AMC, and all the awesome perks that they're offering with that AMC token. We'll be talking about luxury fashion houses Gucci and their new partnership, along with Adidas and their new Prada partnership, Looks Rare, and the Crypto.com $30 million hack. And we didn't forget about the big announcement from Twitter. All that and more coming up right here on this show. Hey there, everybody. How's it going? Welcome back to NFTAO. My name is Eason, and today in the news, we'll talk about Twitter Blue. We will also talk about Coinbase, Tom Brady, Gucci, Adidas and Prada, Looks Rare, Crypto.com, and Meta. If you were curious what the top 10 collections were for the week, I got you covered. Meebits was number one, Terraforms was number two, Loot number three, Bored Ape Yacht Club at number four, Axie Infinity number five, number six, Mutant Ape Yacht Club, number seven, Metroverse, number eight, dot, dot, dots, number nine, Azuki, and number 10, CryptoPunks. And when it comes to marketplaces, who sold the most this week? Looks Rare was number one with $567.2 million in trading volume. Number two was OpenSea with $164.97 million in trading volume. Magic Eden, the Solana platform, $5.41 million in trading volume. Axie Infinity with $4.96 million in trading volume. And CryptoPunks coming in at number five with $3.7 million in trading volume. You can get all these stats if you head right on over to dappradar.com/NFT. You too can be in the know all the time. Let's get right to it. The biggest story of the week was the Crypto.com hack. On Thursday, Crypto.com said in a blog post that on January 17th, Crypto.com learned that a small number of users had unauthorized crypto withdrawals on their accounts. In fact, 483 of its users were hit in that hack, leading to an unauthorized withdrawal of Bitcoin and Ether worth $35 million. Crypto.com promptly suspended withdrawals for all tokens to initiate an investigation, and they say they worked around the clock to address the issues. No customers experienced a loss of funds. That's good, right? Crypto.com reimbursed everyone. And in the majority of cases, we prevented the unauthorized withdrawal, and in all cases, customers were fully reimbursed. On Monday, the company said that it saw a handful of accounts and transactions were being approved without the second factor of authentication, two-factor. You know, the one-time passcode that you get sometimes at the bank and with sensitive accounts. They said they noticed that that wasn't being entered by a user, and as it investigated, all withdrawals across Crypto.com were put on hold. In fact, that lasted for 14 hours. It then required all customers to log in again and go through a new two-factor authentication process. And it looks like they've taken some additional steps here to ensure that their customers feel protected and keep the confidence going with the platform. They've also introduced a feature that says when a new address is added as a payee on the account, the user will get notifications and have 24 hours to cancel any payment if they didn't authorize it. And finally, it announced the Worldwide Account Protection Program, WAP, promising to restore funds up to $250,000 for users who qualify. Now, in order to qualify, users have to be using multi-factor authentication and have filed a police report that they can show to Crypto.com. They said, quote, while we are reminded of the existence of bad actors intent on committing fraud, this new worldwide account protection program, along with our multi-factor authentication infrastructure, gives our users unprecedented protection of their funds and hopefully peace of mind, said co-founder and CEO Chris Marzalek. Twitter announced this week that it's going to be rolling out iOS support for NFT hexagonal avatars. As of now, only paid subscribers of Twitter Blue using iOS, which costs $2.99 per month, can access the feature. According to a tutorial video, users can connect their wallets, including Coinbase Wallet, Rainbow, MetaMask, Trust Wallet, Argent, or Ledger Live, and set it as their profile pic, with the process taking a few seconds. Now, all was well with this until their connection between OpenSea went down earlier this week, and then it was like, woo, they announced this new feature, but OpenSea's got a data issue. I think it's cool. You know, Twitter is trying to bring people closer to the NFT and crypto game. You know, now with Strike, they will allow folks in the Twitter Blue program to receive Bitcoin via their partnership with Strike. If you didn't know that, look in your settings. It's there, especially if you are a Twitter influencer. Dive right in. Did you hear about the 22-year-old Indonesian college student who became a millionaire overnight after turning his collection of daily selfies into NFTs as a joke? Yeah, that really happened. Sultan Gustaf Al-Ghazali, a computer science student from Central Java, took a selfie a day in front of his computer for the past 4 years. Starting when he was 18 years old. And while he missed some days, his album now contains 1,000 selfies, which he initially shot to create passage of the time elapse in the style popularized by Noah Kalina's Everyday Project. Here's the quote. I was thinking it might be funny if one of the collectors collected my face. I never thought anybody would want to buy the selfies, which is why I only priced them at $3, which is 0.0001 Ether. Ghazali began minting his selfies as NFTs on January 1st through OpenSea in a collection titled Ghazali Every Day. And it wasn't until 7 days later that the collection began going viral after an Indonesian celebrity chef, Pranomo, and other prominent NFT collectors stumbled upon Ghazali's joke to over $1 million in sales and counting. Once the crypto influencers began promoting the collectibles, sales of the 933 exploded. The price of individual Ghazali selfie NFTs spiked at one point to a high of 0.9 ETH each, or about $3,000. The collection has a total volume traded at the time of this writing of 381 ETH, or over $1.2 million. Ghazali has already earned over $100,000 in secondary sales from royalties because of the NFTs changing hands. Now, if you don't know this, that's one of the exciting parts about NFTs, is that depending on the marketplace, you can earn royalty rights forever. Awesome, right? Shout out to this young man who also tells people don't do horrible things with his photo because you've purchased his NFT. He doesn't want his parents to think poorly of him. Did you hear that AMC, the movie theater chain, has dropped its NFTs to all AMC shareholders? Last Tuesday, as a part of the reward program, AMC CEO Adam Aron tweeted that the NFT and a wax wallet in which to hold it will be free to claim for up to 1 year. The NFTs, dubbed I Own AMC, show a sizable cordoned off medal with the company's namesake across the middle as a grandiose kind of thank you. AMC has embraced cryptocurrency more and more since its stock became the target of a retail stock buying craze led by Our Wall Street Bets that started with GameStop. In September 2021, Aaron tweeted that the company would begin accepting Bitcoin, Ether, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash as payment in its theater locations by the end of 2022. Aaron has been teasing Dogecoin and Shiba Inu fans about adding their favorite meme coin as a payment option. And it looks like all that tweeting wasn't for naught. On January 27th, he tweeted that his company was well on track for the promised Q1 implementation of accepting Dogecoin and Shiba Inu as payment. Can you see yourself using Shiba or Dogecoin at the movie theater? I like that these guys are mainstreaming crypto here. Dogecoin and Shiba are so cheap right now, why not? Even as a test to see how fast consumers adopt this, or which consumers adopt this. I'm going to guess it's the same folks who dove right in on the AMC and GameStop stocks. And speaking of dive right in, did you know that Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady co-founded an NFT agency? Well, he did, and it's called Autograph. And you won't be surprised to find out that it is actually doing really well. The company told TechCrunch on Wednesday that it had just completed its Series B funding round and had raised $170 million from venture capitalist firms like Andreessen Horowitz and Kleiner Perkins. Both firms have been investing in cryptocurrency-related projects, and Autograph is the latest one. So, what is Autograph? Well, TechCrunch described it as an agency go-between for celebrity athletes and entertainers looking to find a personal presence in the incredibly noisy NFT world. So athletes helping each other navigate making millions of dollars with NFTs. Autograph has an impressive roster of athletes. Beyond Brady, they've also partnered with Tiger Woods, Simone Biles, Derek Jeter, Naomi Osaka, Usain Bolt, Wayne Gretzky, and Tony Hawk. Brady, the co-founder of Autograph, is also on the board of the company, as is Abel Tesfaye, who is more commonly known as The Weeknd. And while Autograph told TechCrunch that it started as a partnership with DraftKings over the summer, they're mainly focused on athletes as individuals. Looking at their list of athlete partners, only a few of them play a team sport, and every single one of them has gone beyond their sport and moved into the larger cultural consciousness. Working with athletes who don't just exist in the sports space and who have a broad base of appeal appears to be their strategy. And speaking of strategy, Naomi Osaka is about to launch her third NFT collection with her sister. This week, the defending Australian Open tennis champ is launching a new NFT collection called The Resolve, the Naomi Osaka Manga Collection. The collection will be sold on the Autograph NFT Marketplace, where Osaka's collection currently consists of 11,000 NFTs made from 10 different drawings. And they'll be available for early access starting this coming Wednesday. The NFTs and any special rewards for early buyers will not fully be revealed until next Tuesday. This will be the second collection on Autograph and her third collection overall. Osaka's currently down in Australia trying to defend her 2021 Australian Open title. Go, Naomi, go. For folks who haven't opened a crypto wallet and dived right in yet, there's some good news. Coinbase, the largest cryptocurrency exchange, has announced that it's partnered with MasterCard. Coinbase said it will let users make purchases on its planned NFT marketplace through their MasterCards and without having to own cryptocurrency. The largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange announced the partnership with payment giant MasterCard last Tuesday, and it aims at simplifying the experience of buying NFTs. Coinbase has accumulated more than 2.5 million people on the waitlist for its NFT platform since it announced the plan last October, making it a challenger to leading platforms like OpenSea. Today, if you want to buy an NFT, such as a digital art piece, you first need to open a crypto wallet. Buy crypto, and then use it to purchase an NFT in an online marketplace. MasterCard's Raj Damodaran, who leads the company's digital asset and blockchain partnerships, wrote in a blog post, "We think it should be much easier, and that will ensure NFTs can be for everyone." Under the partnership, MasterCard will classify NFT as digital goods, which will allow cardholders to make NFT purchases through both credit cards and debit cards. A change from the status quo in the United States, where many crypto purchases are supported with just debit cards. Buyers will still need a crypto wallet from Coinbase or elsewhere to store the NFT after purchase. Did you guys hear that Gucci is going to launch a new NFT collection with Superplastic? You know, the luxury brands who've got these huge digital teams in-house are not going to be left behind. They're not going to be left out of this NFT cash. And Gucci is just like all the others. They've got both feet in, and they are jumping into a new partnership with digital character brand Superplastic to launch a Super Gucci NFT collection. The theme of the collection is centered around combining classic Gucci motifs and designs with super plastic digital characters, Janky and Gucci-mon. The NFTs were created by Gucci's head of design, Alessandro Michel, in collaboration with Superplastic. Only 250 NFTs will be minted to be released on three occasions, with the first drop of 10 items launching February 1st. Each initial digital collectible will come with an exclusive ceramic sculpture handcrafted by Gucci Ceramics in Italy. See, I told you guys, the NFTs can be anything, right? Anything. You get the digital, you get the IRL, and this is a perfect example of mixing both. On the day of the first launch with Superplastic, Gucci will be promoting its digital vault, an experimental area that blends a historical digital wallet with lab-like creativity. Combining the drop of NFTs with the sale of vintage items showcases the interaction of innovation and tradition to improve the consumer experience. Which PR person wrote this? I think it is great that Gucci is taking the traditional and diving right in with this new digital technology. It's great, especially with people diving into the metaverse, where we know a lot of companies like Adidas and Nike have purchased land in the metaverse, and there are new fashion towers there. So this makes perfect sense and perfect alignment with their brand. In a recent report, Morgan Stanley suggested that digital outlets, including NFTs and the metaverse, could add 10% to luxury brand revenues by 2030. And given the relatively low cost of digital, right? This means it's almost nothing to produce. This could enhance the bottom line profits by as much as 25%. The study identified fellow Kering brand Balenciaga as a market leader in this area. Yeah, get rid of the brick and mortar and go NFTs. And speaking of everyday brands and luxury, Adidas Originals and Prada are also collaborating on an NFT project, Adidas for Prada Resource. The Adidas Prada project seems inspired by the Beeple everyday collage of 5,000 artwork that sold for $69 million at Christie's. The Adidas project seems inspired by this and will feature 3,000 tiled photos taken by the community, with the final piece designed by Zach Lieberman. Participants who contribute the anonymized photos will retain ownership of their individual pieces, and they'll be rewarded for taking part with NFTs. The combined artwork is to be auctioned on SuperRare, with most of the proceeds going to Slow Factory, an education nonprofit that targets people who are marginalized. The project is an extension of the existing collaboration between the two brands. Prada has a fabric made from recycled ocean plastic called Renylon, and earlier this month, they launched the Adidas for Prada Renylon collection featured in the image. For a relatively low cost, the two brands are substantially raising the profile of their collaboration. The luxury brand is also a member of the Aurora Blockchain Consortium that uses enterprise blockchain to improve authenticity as well as track sustainable practices through supply chain. The NFT project uses the Polygon blockchain network for minting the NFT, which is seen as one of several sustainable options compared to the Ethereum mainnet. It's also less congested and costs less money to mint things on Polygon. So it makes a lot of sense. Sustainability and inclusiveness appear to be the focus of the latest campaign. Arguably, the first Adidas Originals NFT was a little exclusive. Adidas Originals minted its first NFTs in December in collaboration with Bored Ape Yacht Club, Punk's Comic, and influencer G Money. The relatively wealthy owners of those NFTs were whitelisted, so they were guaranteed a significant portion of the NFTs dropped. Buying an NFT ended up costing around $775 a piece, bringing in $23 million. However, this was not a money earner for Adidas. A large chunk of those proceeds went to partners for helping with the marketing, and after some glitches in the minting, Adidas compensated users for wasted gas fees. Yeah, so this is why they're switching to the Polygon blockchain network. That Ethereum deal was a disaster. And the problems they're talking about is that some people who used a loophole in the system to buy multiple NFTs, yeah, that happened. Like multiple. People were only supposed to get one each, and then some people got hundreds. It's crazy. And obviously, the aftermarket value of them shot up. So, boom. Yeah, out of the 10,000 NFTs, I also think that Adidas kept, did they keep 300? So they can use them for special occasions in the future. I like this partnership. And last but not least, in our biggest stories of the week, LooksRare. LooksRare is the newest NFT marketplace. There's a new way to profit in the NFT industry, thanks to LooksRare. This week marks a huge milestone for the Looks crypto, and as such, the token is soaring in value. LooksRare is an NFT marketplace that doesn't want to come off as an OpenSea clone, but rather, it wants to challenge OpenSea and other major NFT markets to catch up to it. And it's doing this by combining NFTs with DeFi. And indeed, using the LooksRare platform, one can buy and sell digital art. Or they can take advantage of the project's internal staking tools. One can stake the native token of LooksRare, Looks, into a native staking pool. And using this pool, users can passively earn wrapped Ethereum. And according to the LooksRare website, staking Looks can yield an annual percentage rate of about 700%. The daily volume of NFT marketplace LooksRare has already exceeded $394 million since the platform was officially released on January 10th. Alrighty, that is all of the NFT crypto news I've got for you guys today. Remember, I'll be back with the biggest stories again next week. Same time, same channel. If you are interested in sponsoring this show, go ahead and feel free to send us an email at nftartofficial@gmail.com. That's nftartofficial@gmail.com. If you are having trouble or you'd like some additional support understanding some of the things that we mentioned or all of the things that I mentioned today, go ahead and pop on over to nftcryptocourse.com. That's nftcryptocourse.com, and you can get the ABCs of NFTs and Cryptocurrency 101. So you too can dive right in on the NFT journey. We'll also be launching an NFT for Artists course as well, and you can pre-sign up. Do follow us over on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Those are all the places where you can find us. It's NFT Art Official on all of them. And again, if you've got any questions, feel free to email us, nftartofficial. My name is Easton, and I will talk to you guys at the same time on the same channel next week. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.